Up next on the teleconference is Illinois head coach Lovie Smith. Illinois visits Iowa on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, we, of course, are very excited by getting that opportunity to play football this week. Didn't play our best ball last week. It's been kind of common tone the last couple weeks for us, but we realize who we're playing, what type of football team we're playing against Iowa this week. A few changes we've made to try to, jumpstart some things that we're doing offensively and defensively. And, whenever you go on the road in the Big Ten, of course, you realize what's at stake. I've had a chance to coach in a lot of different places, never have coached at Iowa. So really looking forward to bringing our football team up there. Of course, we know it'll be a well-coached team, and we need to be ready. Take your questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ron McCauley, the Illini Report.
Lovie, can you talk about what you saw from your quarterbacks yesterday afternoon?
Yesterday afternoon?
Yeah.
We don't practice. Day off yesterday, so today will be our first work back out on the football field. We'll be practicing later on this afternoon.
I suppose, in conversations that you had with Jeff and with Cam and with Chase, I assume that after you had a teleconference yesterday, you did meet with those guys.
Yes, I did. Yes. Those kind of discussions, of course, will remain between us. I announced yesterday that, Jeff George is moving into that role, and Chase will be, moving to a different role with us. So we did have those type of conversations and can't wait to get out on the – and as we talk around here, it's about a starting rotation. We're going to go through the, practice this week on all of our positions. We haven't played well enough to start giving out lifetime positions, anything like that. So can't wait to get back out on the practice field today.
And finally, how would you rate your fairly youthful offensive line and the coverage that it's – or the protection that it's given to your quarterbacks?
We, as a team, haven't played well, and I talk about, most of the positions on our team. Offensive line-wise, we didn't have a winning performance last week. We are – fairly healthy now, and we have dealt with that a little bit, so we should be able to lock in five guys, but we need to get better offensive line play, which will help, of course, help our offense an awful lot.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned that rotation. I was curious how fluid that is for your quarterback.
You say you're curious how fluid it is?
Yeah.
Well, to me, I think all positions should be that way. It's based on what happens, production, and you have to have an open mind with that. By it being fluid, it doesn't necessarily have to be. Doesn't have to be. And when you're at every position, we're at the top of the depth chart. It's pretty simple. Production, do what you're supposed to do, and you lock in, we lock in. Just where we are with our program right now, the amount of young players we're playing, we find something every week, and we listen to what the players tell us on the field.
Thanks, Coach.
Welcome.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tim May, the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Lovie. I was wondering, Jeff George Sr. had maybe as good an arm as I've ever seen on a quarterback, able to throw every pass, et cetera. How does his son, how does his son match up to that legacy?
Well, I think, Tim, as you said, it's pretty hard for anyone to match up with that, and I did have his dad too, so. Not when his arm was as strong as it was, early in his career, but I think some of the same qualities, you know, when you have the same name and all of that. I know Jeff George Jr. has a lot of confidence in his arm. He's just confident. He's just confident in himself as a player. Similar personality a little bit, but that is an awful lot too. And a lot of it is expected of you, but he is comfortable in any environment at any time. And I know he's just pumped up about this opportunity. You know, last year there weren't a whole lot of good things that happened with our football team, but getting that big win against Michigan State was, and of course Jeff led us to that, so we're hoping he'll give us a boost.
Hey, and Lovey, what does it take? I mean, as you know, you've done this before in your career, obviously, but what does it take to finally make a quarterback change? What just has to, like, what are the forces that have to come together? What are the dynamics of it that kind of push you to that next thought, you know?
Well, Tim, there's a lot that goes into it, and you just listen and you watch, and you know, you just evaluate people and in every possible situation. I think it's a gut feeling, you know. You know, Tim, just a little bit. It's like, you know, that marriage. What makes you ask your wife, and what makes you just get married? You have a gut feeling on what you should do, and I look at it a lot like that.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.